Katerina Pareto and Carla Arguello live with their son in Miami's Coconut Grove neighborhood on a quiet street, the kind that turns into an unofficial playground in the evening for the neighborhood kids. The street is lined with quaint houses peeking out from behind lush Florida vegetation.
Okay, girls, relax.
Hanging on the gate to Pareto and Arguello's front yard is an Easter sign that says every bunny is welcome.
You want to come inside?
Pareto and Arguello have been together for over a decade. Pareto is a financial advisor, and Arguello recently left her job in corporate finance to stay at home with their one-year-old son, Enzo. They say although they face certain challenges as a same-sex couple, their lives are mostly like any other family.
We gotta mow our lawn like everybody else. We gotta make dinner like everybody else. We go through the same difficulties of trying to sit through a dinner and have a conversation, an adult conversation.
If you find yourself relating to Pareto and Arguello, that's by design. It's precisely why they were one of several couples picked to be plaintiffs in a lawsuit spearheaded by the LGBT rights advocacy group Equality Florida. Stratton Pulitzer works for the organization, which is also a plaintiff in the lawsuit. He says when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last year, Equality Florida put out a call for plaintiffs at events and on Facebook, asking people to send in their personal love stories.
1,200 people now have written to us.
A team of lawyers from across the country evaluated each couple to see if they not only had relatable personal stories and compelling legal cases, but also to see if the candidates could handle the media spotlight. Eventually, that pool of 1,200 was whittled down to just six couples. Equality Florida revealed those couples to the public during a press conference that felt kind of like a debutante ball. Again, Stratton Pulitzer.
The day we announced this lawsuit, every single one of them just about was trembling because they were so scared as they stepped in front of the cameras for the first time.
My father spent 3 years as a political prisoner in one of Fidel Castro's jails because he didn't believe what the government told him to believe.
We don't want to get married in another state. Our family is here, our friends are here, our life is here.
We've built a successful business together. We share our finances together. We go to church together.
We've been together for 25 years. We've raised a daughter. We have two beautiful grandchildren.
Nova Southeastern University law professor Bob Jarvis says this strategy of choosing plaintiffs has its roots in the civil rights movement. It's the same tactic the NAACP used in Brown versus the Board of Education, the case which ended segregation.
They ended up picking a group of plaintiffs from Topeka, Kansas, because Topeka, Kansas, it's the heartland of America. If the heartland of America is discriminating, that's really where you want to strike it down.
The lead plaintiff was Oliver Brown, a church-going man with a good job whose daughter had to travel several miles beyond her neighborhood school to attend a segregated one. Although the NAACP won, Jarvis says these kinds of cases, in which the purpose is to change policy, aren't entirely focused on winning the individual lawsuits. There's an ulterior motive.
Lawyers always talk about, while you ultimately have to win in a court of law, you first have to win in the court of public opinion.
And to advocates, there's no better way to win the hearts and minds of the public than picking plaintiffs that sound, look, and live like the public. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.